In this month's Inspire segment, we look no further than the award-winning FIRST Team 1305, a student robotics team, where participants build and design robots to compete in FIRST competitions. The team is also referred to as Near North Student Robotics Initiative, which identifies the location and is also known for its nickname Ice Cube. We are a high school-aged robotics team. We're community-based, we are not affiliated with any one school. The team has actually always been like that. It was founded by four high school kids from Chippewa, but they included other schools right from the get-go, explained Nancy Dewar-Stenning, a founding mentor. We build robots, but more importantly, it is a vast set of skills that they learn. How to run a small business, how to fundraise, how to network and talk to people, how to write a business plan, how to present. Cora Keats, who joined the team less than 1 year ago, is helping to inspire other teens in the community. First of all, I'm definitely inspired by a lot of people. I try to model myself after them because I think they're great role models. I try to involve myself with the team as much as I can, and because the team involves itself with the community, it kind of goes hand in hand, grinned Keats. So, I participate and volunteer as much as I can, and I really enjoy doing it too. So hopefully, other younger kids will see that and will want to join as well. Keats volunteered with other FIRST members at the Professional Engineers of Ontario annual charity golf tournament. Proceeds from the event go directly to North Bay student robotics programs. I have also volunteered at a couple of outreach programs. I also did a lunch with Redpath where we presented our team and what we do, shared Keats, who had this to say to others wanting to inspire others. I think it is a really great idea to join. Most people, when they think of a robotics team, think it is building robots and engineering, but it is not only that. I've learned there is a lot that goes into it. There is a lot of business and writing essays too, and strategy and data. I think there is something for everyone. FIRST really celebrates promoting STEM because FIRST is an acronym for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. The top award in all of FIRST, which is an international robotics competition, is called IMPACT. The top award is to recognize a team that promotes STEM and supports the community. So much of our outreach is STEM-related that is also related to making a positive impact on the community. Just as you see professional engineers do that too, they have a strong commitment, and industry does to the community, and so we have that commitment also, stated Dewar-Stenning. Members are leading workshops at One Kid's Place this summer. And last year the team started outreach at seniors' homes to include seniors in technology, which is pretty cool. Because the Lego is so tiny, they use Duplo, bricks twice the size of traditional Lego bricks, and it was fun, they drove a robot. One of robots can be rigged up to deliver tea and cookies. So, we really make it fun, Dewar-Stenning chuckled. We are the longest sustained FIRST robotics team in Northern Ontario. We're pretty proud of that, it is a long time. Other teams come and go, but we are the one that has been here. Every team in Northern Ontario can trace their roots or connections back to us. So, our impact on the community is that we run a Lego tournament, and we draw from across the province. Lego is for kids 9 to 14 years old, so we bring in younger people. Our high school kids mentor the younger ones, explained Dewar-Stenning. We also run a high school-age tournament, which is really exciting, at Nipissing University. Again, it is teams from all across Ontario. We have a waiting list to come to our event. It is a pretty big deal because most of these competitions are in big cities like Toronto, Montreal, Houston, Detroit. We really take pride in mentoring other teams also. The once-a-month Inspire articles acknowledge young people who give back to the community and inspire others to follow their lead.